God lives and works today. He is the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. Yet at the same time, He is a loving Father who eagerly awaits the trustful prayers of His children. He enjoys using His power to help us, His children, and He promises to answer our prayers in wonderful ways. Isn't this a great comfort and promise for us all? Today's program by Vasilia Schlink is a testimony about how God, in His fatherly love and care for us, is ready to answer the smallest requests. We held a children's vacation Bible school in our house. Young girls came from every part of the country to attend. They'd been told in the Bible classes about the God who hears prayer and performs miracles today. They were eager to experience His reality for themselves. During one of the morning prayer times, one of them prayed for some candy. It was during a time when candy was a luxury and very scarce. So the other girls joined in the prayer. The days passed. However, no candy showed up. It was Saturday evening and the girls would be leaving on Monday morning. No more packages could be expected. The sister in charge of the vacation Bible school felt bad. This little prayer for candy had been the first attempt in a life of prayer for some of the children. At 9 o'clock, the doorbell rang. The manager of a wholesale store had come personally to make a delivery. He carried a tin bucket and a large paper bag. "Please do excuse me," he said apologetically. "I'm so sorry, but I completely forgot about your order of marmalade for the guest house. I hope we haven't inconvenienced you." And just to make it right, he thrust the paper bag forward. It was full of candy. And this little oversight, which brought a gift of candy exactly on Saturday evening, left the children speechless. Here they'd actually experienced that God is a living God who hears even our littlest prayers. Indeed, God became greater and more wonderful to all of us through this little miracle than if He had revealed His power in something spectacular. For this miracle of the candy actually showed us the greatest thing about God, the fatherly love and tender concern which He has for His children. He reigns over heaven and earth, yet at the same time He numbers the very hairs on our heads. He listens to the smallest petitions of His children and responds to their tiniest prayers. As a child of the Heavenly Father, you can't be daring enough in your faith in His love and power. He will always prove Himself to be greater than you thought, for a childlike trust melts His fatherly heart.
Heavenly Father, I'm Thy child. Is there better to be found as such love in You?
You have been listening to a program written by Vasilia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.